The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Fenton, do you have a chance to review the minutes?
I did. I moved the minutes of April 23rd, Madam Chair. Thank you.
So moved. Any comments, corrections, changes, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Tuesday, April 25th, 2015. Oh, excuse me, April 28th, 2015. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion's adopted. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 1508 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Representative O'Driscoll is here to explain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the 2015 Omnibus Pensions Bill. Pension Commission was appointed at the end of February, worked very diligently through the month of March to bring forward the bill. And because of the work of that commission and some of the other follow-on, we were unable to meet the deadlines. This is not uncommon for the Pensions Bill, so we're simply asking for a waiver to be with past practices as it relates to the Omnibus Pension Bill.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as Representative O'Driscoll stated, it's not untypical for the pension bill to get missed deadlines because of the length of when they get appointed to what the amount of work they have to do. So this is pretty typical of what we always happens.
Representative Minority Leader Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative O'Driscoll, so were there amendments made in the GovOps Committee? And in particular, did they change how the Pension Commission dealt with how we dealt with MRF?
Representative O'Driscoll.
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen, let me just tell you what we did, and then if that doesn't answer your question, maybe you can ask again. What we dealt with in the operations area was policy-related matters. There was the question that we had about how the PRA board maybe changed the Senate, jettisoned that was taken care of. There was some other technical language that was discovered from the executive director or acting executive director on legislative pensions and retirements in the state of Minnesota. They're not substantive changes and no financial changes. Those would be handled in the Finance Committee.
No. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And also, I didn't mention it earlier, but the pre-filing rule was triggered. The 24-hour pre-filing rule was triggered on the calendar of the day, April 28th. Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So that means Monday at noon?
That's correct.
Thanks.
Seeing no other discussion, meeting adjourned.